What about the pigs? Where were they kept?
They basically stayed in this lot, or where the barn was.
The lot around the barn?
Yeah. Depending on the number of livestock, number of hogs. You generally, Grandpa always kept his cows separated from his horse and hogs due to cannibalism. They was hog, you know, baby calf born, he'll eat it up.
A hog will eat a baby calf?
Yeah, you know. Some hogs will, some won't, but.
Because of the mineral deficiency? Or?
I have seen sows eat their own pigs when they were born. I would say it was something they were lacking, or you know, that wouldn't be a characteristic. It's just.
I didn't know they'd eat calves,
though. I knew they'd eat calves. See, it's raw, you know, when anything born, it had that raw meat taste. And a hog, used to, hogs eat anything. They were the filthiest thing there ever was. You know, we'd have to put them on a, most people I would, put them on a floor and feed them. Just don't let them pick up anything. Most people always had one or two around the barn to pick up the waste corn that fell on the floor and the scraps. And, they was always in the way, really.
What would you call a place where you could turn the cows out to graze?
Pasture.
Did you ever have a little fenced-in place, sort of a makeshift fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could set the cows up for milking them?
That's what I say. Grandpa had a cow pen in the corner of the pasture, and that's where we had to go milk. Keep the calves in there at night, or maybe 24 hours a day. Just depends on. Sometimes let the calves run with the cow in the daytime, or, and it would be. He had a, I guess a half acre fenced off with a calf pasture. Then in the corner of that, he had a smaller one, and it was a three fences, three divisions there. The pasture, and then the little calf pasture, and then the cow pen. That's where you milk the cow.
What would you call a farm that has a lot of milk cows and sells the milk? And
dairy farm, I guess.
Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else?
There was one fella here at one time had dairy goats.
Did you ever have any?
No, nothing but just goats, just plain old brush goats, we call them. There's a difference, you know, they don't give the volume of milk that. A good eating.
Where did y'all keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Grandpa, when I was a kid, he had a dug well. They put it in jugs, glass jugs, or half a gallon fruit jars, you know, with a lid on. Tie a rope on, let down in the bottom of the well, and it'd be right cool.
What about keeping potatoes and turnips during the winter?
Well, he would take some of this rough hay and pile up a pile of dirt and put turnips, or, you know, they wouldn't be turnips and potatoes in the same, I forgot what he called them, potato bank, I believe, or turnip bank, whatever it might be. He even put cabbage in one.
Does cabbage keep that one?
It didn't do too good. If you ever smelled rotten cabbage, it smells horrible in the spring. He was always trying something like that. But anyway, then they'd either take corn stalks and make them teepee shaped and pile dirt up around it. Leave a little hole on the south side with a board over it. So the rats wouldn't get in there.
And you call that a?
Potato bank or turnip bank.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
In this area, I can't remember anything. Well, there was very few pole fences. They weren't split rails. They were poles, two posts set, and they just dropped in there.